Welcome to the Variado Insider, a podcast covering some of the latest trends and things to know in cybersecurity. This podcast is sponsored by Variado, which is an award-winning employee monitoring and insider threat detection software provider. So to learn more about how Variado can help protect your company, check out variado.com. Now, I'm Dr. Christine Iswalkor, your host for today's segment, and we're covering a critical topic on tips for making the most of National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, which happens every year during October. Now, National Cybersecurity Awareness Month originated in October of 2004, so it's been a while, as an effort to help people stay safer and more secure online. This was launched by the National Cybersecurity Alliance and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. So it's grown from, you know, just advising people and, you know, giving people reminders on simple concepts to this sort of large scale effort to educate and manage both the general public as well as cyber professionals on these best practices. Most companies have even started their own variations of the month with events and all kinds of things to boost engagement across their companies. This is something that is very near and dear to me. I, you know, did this for several years. It's such fun and important work to do. And so this conversation is centered around that. Now, before we get started, I would like to welcome Victoria Thomas as our special guest on today's podcast, an award-winning senior leader driving change and innovation in the cybersecurity industry. Victoria has over 10 years of cybersecurity awareness experience in the financial services, consumer packaged goods, manufacturing, and more. And so she holds a bachelor's degree in communications and public relations, a master's in integrated marketing communications, and a host of different awareness certifications, including the CSAP and SSAP. So she brings a ton of valuable insight and experience to this topic that I think we are both so passionate about. And so excited to have her as a part of the podcast. Welcome, Victoria, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're really glad to have you here. So to kick things off and jump right in, tell us a little bit more about your background.
So you basically said it all. I am a certified award-winning senior leader with talents for designing, developing, and deploying a world-class global cybersecurity awareness programs. So as you said, with more than a decade of experience, I bring a strong creative perspective to the field and provide practical solutions that not only build awareness, but also cultivate advocacy and foster behavior change. So my unique blend of marketing strategies, corporate communications, and change management have led to increased visibility and employee commitment for major corporations, including Charles Schwab, Kimberly-Clark, General Motors, Ally Financial, and other Fortune companies. I also serve as a mentor, a peer coach, and have conducted keynote addresses on a variety of cybersecurity topics. Thanks again for having me today.
Of course. Yeah. Again, it's our pleasure to have you. And I think that your background around, you know, everything that you mentioned from change management to marketing to communications, like people tend to underestimate the value that those skills have in the cybersecurity space, especially when you think about awareness, right? It's really shifting culture and shifting behavioral things on such a large scale. And so such a critical perspective to bring to the table. So yeah, thank you for sharing more on that and for being a part of this discussion. Now to get started, the goal of a successful National Cybersecurity Awareness Month generally varies from company to company and from person to person, even in some cases. People have different priorities. And so what does a successful Cyber Awareness Month look like to you? And what metrics do you use to track or measure that success?
Thank you for that question. So for me, an annual campaign to raise awareness about the importance of staying safe online is key. During this month of heightened awareness in October, organizations should provide their employees with tools to protect against cybercriminal activity, whether they're at work, at home, or on the go, especially in this work from anywhere model we're seeing a lot of today. I believe that cybersecurity awareness practitioners should promote participation through engaging activities such as contests and gamified training. Of course, hosting an event featuring a world-renowned keynote speaker or someone of interest to the workforce will not only generate buzz, but also keep cybersecurity top of mind beyond Cybersecurity Awareness Month. If the company is situated in multiple locations or have staff that work remotely, program owners should be sure to make activities accessible to everyone. That means everyone, even if that means streaming the main event live and having local watch parties, for example, and then posting recorded videos on the intranet for on-demand viewing for those who are unable to attend. I think it's also a good idea to incentivize employees with great giveaways for getting involved. And that's the good stuff, the good swag that we have, the iPads and the likes. As you can see, it's vitally important to the success of any cybersecurity awareness program that practitioners produce memorable, action-oriented content that boosts user response and makes employees feel empowered to embrace the role they play in safeguarding information. With regard to metrics, surveys and polls can help measure the campaign's effectiveness, but it's also prudent to track every activity throughout the month, whether it's social engineering drills, communications, training, web traffic, social media hits, attendance at events, help desk calls, password crackability testing, and the likes. I believe by collecting and analyzing this data provides an opportunity to identify and prioritize key user learnings to reduce human cyber risk, as well as assist with developing processes to ensure awareness initiatives continually improve.
Yeah, no, love it. You touched on so many key points there. I think one that really stuck out to me is the gamification piece. Like, I'm all for making this as fun and as engaging as possible. And I still remember the year, this kind of ties into both parts of the question, right? Things that you can do, but then also kind of measuring the progress. So there was a year that we launched sort of a company-wide hackathon, so to speak, where it was, you know, virtual so that people could participate from all around the world. They had to like answer like questions and, you know, do some things with encryption and things like that, just to somewhat basic so that anybody could participate, but they were still all these like cool cybersecurity related things. It's like, if you passed one, you made it to the next level and so on. The final prize was an iPad as well. So it's like making sure you have those really good incentives for people. But it was so interesting to see like people so excited to participate in this. And then we did it the second year. And from a metric standpoint, just seeing the increase in engagement of like how many people participated, how many people made it to like the top level the second year versus the third. And I think that those are some sort of indirect ways to measure that sort of success in terms of the engagement of the amount of people who are actually participating in these things and what their level of knowledge has you know, shifted and increased or decreased, right, over time. And so I think you can drill down into every single one of those areas more, to your point, to get some of the metrics and things that you need, but making it fun is definitely super critical. What are some of the topics that companies should really focus in on to capitalize on the month and to increase that general awareness that you've found useful in the past or most impactful?
Sure. So today, cyber attacks are more prevalent than ever. Businesses that remain vigilant are armed to defend against information theft, loss, and unauthorized access and disclosure. I found that the most effective awareness programs deliver measurable results by providing the right message at the right time to the right people. So while phishing is the number one human cyber threat to companies worldwide, there are also various cyber hazards employees need to be reminded to be alert at all times to ward off those cyber criminals who are lurking to steal information, money, and identities for their own personal gain. So take, for example, the recent ransomware attacks. Employees should be educated on how information for ransoms can be can ensue both at work and at home. I'm a firm believer that if you educate people on how to protect themselves at home, their behaviors will automatically transfer over to the workplace. So for this one, it's really a generic answer, but I say to get with your cybersecurity leadership to understand what threats are facing your organization specifically, where the team is seeing human vulnerabilities, and then create campaigns around those vulnerabilities to mitigate those risks, since each company is faced with different ones based on the industry and the type of information that they possess. So this one, I'd say, is a bit different. Every company does not have the same human risk. So it's important not to just roll out a campaign that is generic and to make sure that you're addressing your own risks within your given organization.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's such an important part, too, of really customizing the plan to meet the needs. And I think using a very data-driven approach, like I still remember one of the things that I would do as I was building programs is look at the data, like look at the incident data, like where most of the incidents coming from, and being able to really align the campaigns around that. And I think it was interesting that what I would find is it was almost like there was unique messaging needed for different groups, because even within the company, different groups face different threats. For example, the help desk might be getting hit with like people trying to social engineer and get, you know, passwords and things like that, versus in, I don't know, operations, like they were just getting hit with threats in a different way. And so we started to use data to really focus in on different work groups and the special messaging that they needed. And so yeah, there's a lot that you can drill into when you start really unpacking that question. And so, yeah, I think the bottom line and great point that you made, right, is it's going to vary from company to company. And I think there's some basics like phishing and things that you mentioned where there's probably not any company today that is exempt from phishing. Like everybody needs to know that, but then also being able to drill into those critical areas is important. So great stuff there. Last question, like any general tips for cybersecurity professionals that are trying to make the most out of the Awareness Month, especially in this, you know, remote and hybrid, you know, workspace? Like, I know you mentioned that a little bit, but we'd love to dig into that more.
Sure. So my advice for reaching a distributed workforce is to first understand your audience. That's definitely key. This means you should know who they are, where they sit, and what behaviors they exhibit. Initiatives, no matter what they are, must have meaningful impact on broad, diverse groups of people. That means if you're a global company, then be sure to translate materials into various languages so that people can understand. In addition, the program should leverage multiple communications channels to disseminate both synchronous and asynchronous messaging. I recommend having a dedicated email address to inspire user interaction and produce original videos to give an inside look into program happenings. Internal social media platforms and collaboration tools can be the go-to resource for real-time communication. Another popular way to reach user populations is through the company's intranet site to publicize the latest news about the program initiatives, including Cybersecurity Awareness Month, technology deployments, educational pieces, and more. Developing a powerful awareness program requires a central location to house resources such as policies, training, videos, toolkits, surveys, polls, and event promotions. A microsite can offer easy access to a plethora of useful cybersecurity related materials to help employees and their families stay safe no matter where they are. So triggering behavioral change is something that you mentioned. It's a key component of cybersecurity awareness, and the best way to leave memorable impressions is through visual aids. One way to do this is by creating infographics that demonstrate how to proactively stay safe online. They can be sent via email or downloaded from the microsite, as well as viewed on walls, bulletin boards, and digital screens at facilities throughout the company. These are just some of the ways that you can make your Cybersecurity Awareness Month visible to both people working remotely in a hybrid model and people working also in the office.
Love it. Now, I know we have less than 1 minute left. Any final thoughts you want to add?
Yes, thank you. Cybersecurity awareness practitioners cannot pull off such a feat on their own. After all, spreading cybersecurity awareness to any size audience can be only accomplished with a team of advocates. Whether you call them champions, sentinels, or advisors, socialization and advocacy are essential to the success of both Cybersecurity Awareness Month and the overall program in general. I recommend collaborating with leaders in key areas such as IT, physical security, legal, compliance, HR, marketing, and corporate communications to ensure the program is aligning with business strategies and objectives, as well as providing reciprocal visibility and transparency to broaden the reach across the enterprise.
Great points there. Everything from that behavioral change to being able to make this fun. We've learned a lot from this conversation. That concludes the Variado Insider podcast for this week. This podcast is brought to you by Variado, which is an award-winning cybersecurity company. Their solutions are anchored around four core areas, and that includes employee monitoring and web filtering, insider threat detection, employee investigations, and ransomware support. So to learn more about how Variado can help protect your company, visit variado.com. Now, thanks again, Victoria, for joining us and sharing all of your wisdom.
Thanks again for having me.
Of course. It's been such a pleasure. And thanks to everyone for tuning in and listening. I'm Dr. Christine Zwakor, the CEO of Cyber Pop-Up, and it has been our pleasure to share these insights with you. So until next time, stay safe and secure, insiders.